Welcome to the Preacher's Corner, brought to you by In-House Productions with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Fanita. Listen to this podcast on Apple, Google, and Spotify. And you can find us at our website at thepreacherscorner.net, on Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG at the.preacherscorner.
Good morning. Once again, we're back in the building for another Motivation Monday. Pastor JT is in the building along with the lovely lady.
Lady Fanita.
She's in the building, y'all. She's in the building. Happy, happy Monday. We pray that y'all had a blessed weekend, man. Jumping right into it, man. The Olympics was doing a dang-gone thing, wasn't it?
Yes, they
were. Man, I am here to tell you, shout out to all of the USA champions, Olympic gold medalists, and all that good stuff, man. My goodness, man. What we say? We got 400 meter relay. We got 4x4 relay. Man, the most impressive moment was the 4x4 women's relay.
Yeah.
With Gabby and Sydney.
Yeah.
And my God, today that gal show ran that quarter.
Sydney
ran.
She had
and she expanded that lead, and oh man, it was amazing to watch.
It was. I truly enjoyed it. But I said before, the relays are my favorite. And
yeah,
swimming.
Yeah. I had the opportunity, so I know how to run that relay and running the 400 myself. So seeing somebody that I had no knowledge of her running the 400 before, but running 300 hurdles, you can get it done.
You
I mean, it's only another 100 meters and without the hurdles. So,
right.
Yeah, man. So shout out to all of the gold medalists, man. The USA basketball team, nail biter, win against France. That was a pretty interesting game itself, man. So that was cool to see all the stars on the sideline. Dirk Nowitzki, Stephon Marbury, Scottie Pippen, all of the stars cheering on the American team, and it was good to see in France, man.
It was.
Shout out to France, all the listeners that's been listening at the Olympics and around the Olympics, man. Shout out. We definitely appreciate y'all tuning in to the Preacher's Corner. Yes. We hope y'all enjoyed the Freedom Friday sermon, man, and that's going to lead us into what we're talking about today. The Freedom Friday sermon was pretty much like a setup. Lady Mayberry, tell me about your experience on Friday.
I remember that church service like yesterday. Mm-hmm. And you were preaching and telling us about getting into position, but in order to get into a new position or to be released in a new direction, you have to do something different.
Right, right.
Insanity is when you do the same thing and expect different results.
Right.
But when you know that God has ordained something on your life or called you to something, you need to do something different.
Right.
So you told us in that church service to move.
To move.
So everybody that was, because you know when you go into church, you generally have the certain side you sit on.
Mm-hmm.
You like to sit with the same people. You do the same thing. You clap on the same songs.
Right,
you praise
right.
and worship during the same services. And so that Sunday you said we were going to change some things up, and that consisted of us moving
right.
to another seat.
Right.
And I think that just ignited something throughout the service on that day. And it kind of piggybacked on today's service.
Right, right, right. Today's service. Be a little bit more specific now.
So our service today in church, we attend Chosen.
Mm-hmm.
And our pastor, our bishop, preached a message titled, You've Been Released to
Been
Go
released
For It.
To go forward, yeah.
Go for it. And it was so awesome. It's such confirmation because I know that God does this, but it was mind blowing to us.
Mm-hmm.
to say the least, because for us to hear that and it had been placed on our podcast, and it's been a message that was preached years ago.
2022.
Yes.
Yeah.
And to come to come full circle back to us this morning, that was confirmation, or I'm not going to say, but it was confirmation.
Right.
It was confirmation, and I know that it was confirmation. Other people may say, you know, this was something's wrong with this picture, but I believe it was confirmation, because on Friday, I worked for a medical company where we do claims and try to get bills paid and things like that. And I called on a claim. And when I called the claim, I got a lady who works for a Christian organization. And once we finished the claim information, she asked if she could pray for me. Mm-hmm. And I said, absolutely, because how many know prayer is always in order?
I know that's right.
So she prayed for me. And I tell you, I could feel the presence of God through the phone. It was so crazy, because when people are innocent and they are newly, you know, and they're a new Christian, they are gung-ho about what they believe. And she told me she loved God with all her heart, her mind, and her soul. And y'all, I could feel it through the phone. And when this baby prayed for me, she had no idea that I was a first lady. She didn't know I had a podcast. She didn't know I knew the word of God. She didn't even know I was a prayer warrior. Didn't ask any questions. She went full throttle into a full prayer. And in that prayer, she told me that God was about to reward me in public for the things I've sown in private. She told me that it was my time, that whatever dreams I had on the inside of me, it's time for them to come to pass. And then the sermon, I didn't even know what the title was on the podcast on Friday until Pastor came to me with it. And then today's sermon said, you've been released to go forward.
Right.
So I believe that it was divine connection and it was confirmation.
Right. I believe that as well, man, especially when you contemplate and thinking about, okay, we've been sitting back in the balcony for almost a year now.
Yeah.
And we contemplate and wonder, when is it time to get back in full mode of ministry? Have we had enough time to heal, and have we had enough time to forget about the abusive things that we've experienced over the 13, 14 years in ministry? Is it time to get back in? And God said to us today that it was time. So
it's time.
Lo and behold, we looking forward to doing some different things for the remaining duration of the year, whether it be on a podcast, whether it be serving at our local community church. Amen.
So our scripture today, I'll just give you a brief synopsis of what was talked about in service, if I can contain myself.
But do it well.
But our scripture this morning came from Deuteronomy 31:6. And it reads, be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doeth, that do go with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Now, we have read the scripture a thousand times.
Right.
Pastor Mayberry preached this message. It was already highlighted in my Bible and everything.
Right.
So I knew it was something that God was bringing back to our remembrance. And I'm going to tell you, just to kind of piggyback off of what Pastor said a few minutes ago, that we were kind of sitting in the cut for about a year. Just trying to heal and get our minds right, and for God to mend that broken place where we have been wounded in ministry. And we're not pointing fingers at anybody. I know, I believe that when God has a call on your life, you're going to experience some hurt. You're going to experience some ups and downs. That is what builds character. That's what builds perseverance. So we're not worried about that part of it, but we don't want to lead and bleed on other people who didn't cut us.
Right.
So we understand that there's a time to sit out. There's a time to heal. There's a time to get your mind right and get your thoughts together and get back in the race. We understand that. And with this message today, it was like God was reminding us of the things we've taught, the things we've preached over the years,
right.
giving us back the promises, reminding us of the promises that he made to us, that he was going to open up the windows of heaven. He was going to open the floodgates and pour out blessings on us that we didn't have room enough to receive. And I don't know how many times God had ministered that to us over the 13 years time span, but sometimes when problems occur, you forget what God told you.
Right.
And so it's so refreshing to have somebody to come and remind you of a promise that was made to you. And that is exactly what Bishop did on this morning. He told us that God's intentions for us is that we thrive and succeed. Mm-hmm. We all know that. I'm not saying anything that we hadn't heard before,
right.
but it makes me mighty glad to know that God still thinks about me on that level.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes when you've been wounded, you've been hurt, or things have happened in ministry that was distasteful, you forget about the promises of God. You forget about the magnitude of the call that's been placed on your life because we're looking through our natural eyes. But if we go back to the spiritual sense, look through the spiritual lenses that God has placed on us, then we'll remember his intentions were never to hurt us in the first place. It was for us to thrive. And how many know that sometimes you get comfortable in places when God puts you in a place? You get comfortable,
right.
and you get complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get in that, sometimes God got to rattle the feathers.
Rattle you up.
He got to do some things to shake us up. And so that's what brought me back full circle on the message that you preached on Friday, that sometimes you got to move.
You got to move.
We get comfortable and we don't move. And God has to ruffle us up sometimes.
Right,
he got to
right.
shake things up
mm-hmm.
to get us to move again.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We know that. When I said that God's intentions for us is that we thrive and succeed, that reminded me of Jeremiah 29:11, one of my favorite scriptures.
Mm-hmm. He quoted that today, too.
Yeah, he quoted that, too, mm-hmm. this morning, that God's he doesn't come to hurt us, to harm us. He said, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you a hope and a future. King James says, I know the thoughts that I think towards you, said the Lord, thoughts to prosper you
mm-hmm.
and not to harm you, to give us a hope and a future. That means he wants us to thrive and to succeed in this life.
Mm-hmm.
It was never God's intention for us to backtrack. It was never God's intention for us to give up on what he had already promised us. It was for him to push us, to catapult us to the next level. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Pastor, but I'm ready.
Man,
he told us this morning, we've been released to go forward.
Released to go forward. Man, and just thinking about that that part in that scripture where it says, you're being afraid of them.
I know.
Oh, my God. And he yes. said that them is not really an individual.
No.
It's those voices
yeah.
that you hear. In your mind.
Yes.
And so when I thought about that, when we first got there, I wanted to sit back because lo and behold, I didn't want nobody to think that I was just coming there for an opportunity to preach, for an opportunity to a bigger crowd or a bigger
right.
audience. And
right.
so me sitting back was me saying, no, y'all go ahead. But as soon as we got there, they knew who we were. They
yeah.
knew about the ministry. They knew exactly the magnitude of our gifts. And they were like, you sure you want to sit down? You
yeah.
sure you don't want to do this? And you sure you don't want to do that? And we were like, yeah. We've been
yeah.
doing this for 13 strong, and we want to sit back and observe. And
yes.
I think that's a little bit on the cautious side
yes.
and the afraid side.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's an observation.
Mm-hmm.
We were still new to the place, new to the ministry, new to the people.
Yes.
And so I wanted to pinpoint and make sure, okay, this is the right place. Being ahead, I have to make sure that this is the correct place for us to plant, not just to be there, but we're planting.
Mm-hmm.
We're digging up seed. while we're there and planting our gifts. That way, the videography, podcast, photography, or whatever it is, prayer, intercession, podcast, or whatever we can bring to the table, whatever we have in our possession, we can bring to the table and not just be there to take.
That's right. That's right.
I don't want to be no taker. I want to be an individual that places and can be able to contribute to ministry. The same thing we were asking from our people.
Yeah.
Being that same individual in the seats contributing financially and with our gifts. I don't want to just be a taker. I got a great word today. I got great advice today. I got this from them today. I got rent money. I got the car note money. And never
give
back.
Yeah.
And so I don't want to be that pew member that does that, especially. My cousin told me yesterday, when you know better, you do better.
That's right.
Shout out to cousin Sarah. In the place to be.
Yes,
yeah, man.
Did.
So when you know better, you do better, man.
That's
so
right.
I appreciate every jewel that is dropped. I'll be listening.
Yeah.
I'll be listening, man.
You know, one other thing that I love, that when he said that about them, that just blew me away. Because you know what? For some people, it is them.
It is them.
For some people, it is them. But for the most part, it's in our mind.
It's in our mind.
We battle with our mind like never before. The battleground is in your mind.
A lot of people disconnect from ministry because the quote-unquote them.
Yeah.
But it be the voices
on the
in
inside.
Their heads,
yes.
In the inside. It don't be the physical people. When you ask them about why I left, and they can't really tell you.
No.
The pastor didn't do nothing to you. The first lady didn't do nothing to you. The members didn't do nothing to you. It be something
on the inside.
That deteriorated that relationship with that body of believers.
That's right. And it's so easy to be all in your mind,
right.
All in your head about people and
things.
They're
jealous of me.
Yeah.
They don't like me. They always, and they ain't nobody studying you.
Mm-mm.
Ain't nobody. There's so many people there hurting and going through their own things, not to even focus on what you got going on.
Yes. You know what? Something else I loved when he said today, it's not personal, but it's personal.
But it's personal. And we used to say that all the time,
yes.
Man. We used to say that all the time, that you have to disassociate and detach yourself from individuals.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know,
and people, you tell us all the time, you shouldn't be telling people to detach yourself. Why not?
Yeah. It's sometimes some connections are not made. They're not forever connections.
Right.
You know, the Bible says the time and place for everything.
Exactly.
So you have to realize, you got to know when your time is up in friendships. You got to know when your time is up in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know when your time is up on your job.
Right.
Everything has a beginning and an ending.
That's right.
Everything. Everything lives and everything dies.
One way to determine that and to know that, if it's one-sided, if you doing, if you bringing everything to the table on a friendship or a relationship and you're not receiving anything on that, if it ain't equal, then you need to be finding somebody else to confide in or be your BFF.
That's right. He said it's not personal, but it's personal. He said it's time to redefine your connections.
That's right.
It's time to redefine your connections.
Remember I preached the message, evaluate your circle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to evaluate your friends, your family members, them. If I'm doing answering my phone and giving advice every single time and you don't have nothing to offer,
right.
You're draining, you're pulling, and you're not replacing what you pulled out.
Right.
No.
He said, if you're not pushing me forward, I got to push you away.
That's right. That's right.
Lord, that was
and we
so
would
good.
Definitely put the links in the description so y'all can check out that service on your own time. After you check out this, finish listening to this podcast, you can go back and backdoor it with that sermon from yesterday.
I know
it'll definitely be
blessed.
You will definitely be blessed.
It will bless you. I want to close on this note. One thing that just absolutely blew me away, because people always talk about courage and like they put it, some people put it the right way, but some people take it out of perspective. But he said today, courage is not the absence of fear. Courage is the triumph over it. Mm-hmm. He said, courage is not the absence of fear. Don't mean that you're not fearful because you're courageous.
Right.
It is the triumph over fear.
Right.
And I love that. So that means do it afraid. If you got to do it afraid, do it. If right. you got to do it alone, do it. Like, there are so many things that we all want to accomplish. We all have hopes and dreams. And that's one of the things that he really kind of honed in on today. I mean, on yesterday, talking about what you want to do with your life. Where do you see yourself? What do you have as far as plans, your dreams, your hopes, your vision? What have you thought about that being fearful has stopped you from attaining? Mm-hmm. And this is where you realize that just because you have courage doesn't mean that you're not afraid.
Yeah.
Do it afraid.
I can recall many times that especially between at the beginning of races or basketball games, I could feel that sense of like what we call butterflies, but yeah. It'd be a little bit of fear.
Yeah.
But at that moment, that's when I did my best.
Yeah.
When I didn't just hold back and I just let go and went for it. And
yes.
So many, many times, won gold medals, won, it was just that adrenaline,
yeah.
that scary adrenaline, and it just made you run faster. It made you shoot better. It made you catch the ball on the football field. So, man, you got to use that fear to your advantage.
You know, I used to feel that way when I would preach. Hey, I would get so sick.
Yeah, me too.
I would get so nauseated
right
before. Yeah.
Yeah, man, be sweating.
Scared the whole entire time that I'm preaching, but knowing that God has got it. God's
right,
got it.
Right,
though.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that's
every time I stood up anywhere else that's outside of 118 South Texas Street, I was cool there. But everywhere else outside of that building, I was a nervous wreck before every single sermon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, do it afraid, y'all.
Do it afraid.
If you have a hope, do it well. You know, because I think that a lot of times we look at age and we let our age stop us, or mm-hmm. think that, you know, well, that time has passed. I got to do something else. So I want to focus on this.
Open that business.
Do it. Whatever you have in your heart to do, do it. Don't let nothing stop you. Age can't stop you, because if you're still breathing,
go on, get married.
There's still an opportunity.
Whatever it is.
Yes.
Whatever it is. Yeah. Well, pray us out of here, child.
Lord, we thank you, God, for another day, another opportunity. God, we thank you for the word on yesterday.
Yeah.
Awesome, awesome word. Thank you for bringing all things back to our remembrance. Thank you for reminding us, God, that you didn't come to harm us, but to prosper us, that your word comes to cause us to thrive and be successful. And God, I pray for much success across the globe for those that are listening on today. God, we touch and agree. We stand in agreement with our listeners on this morning.
Yes.
God, whoever has a dream, a vision, a promise that you've made to them, God, we stand in the gap with them this morning, praying, God, that they're able to overcome those fears, overcome all the anxiety, and do what you have deemed them purposeful to do on this earth. In Jesus' name, I bind the enemy that will tell you that you can't. I bind the enemy that will come against your mind. I bind them that will speak into your ears, in your ear gate, that will stop you from doing what God has already placed on your life to do. And I ask that God cause it to prosper like never before. All of the business owners that are listening across the globe, we pray that your business just overtakes you, that God's blessings overtake you like never before, that your doors are open, that money is coming like never before. In Jesus' name we pray. Have a happy Monday. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Girl, I thought she was finna go in the third gear, man. Praise the Lord.
I can now.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, we pray that y'all were blessed by this episode. Man, drop us some comments and tell us, give us your thoughts on moving forward, grabbing the bull by the horn and just going after all those dreams. Put your testimonies in the comments.
Yes.
God bless you. If you want to sow a seed, y'all know what to do. Don't forget to share this with somebody and check out those links that are in the description. Peace and blessings. Enjoy your Monday. God bless.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Preacher's Corner with your hosts, Pastor JT and Lady Bonita. For more information, you can log on to our website at thepreacherscorner.net, Facebook at The Preacher's Corner, and IG, the.preacherscorner. This is an in-house production. We'll see you next time.